plate a potential nugget.
Nandan, thank you so much for your time. It's a privilege and an honor to be talking
sure,
to you in
my
person.
Pleasure.
Maybe a good place, Nandan, is to start is just having a sense of what your pie chart of time looks like today. What all do you do today? And more importantly, why do you do what you do?
Sure. Yeah. So maybe to answer that question, I'll just set some background. I've really been for a significant part of my career focused on one large objective. Right. So I spent close to 30 years in Infosys. And at that time, I did Infosys with single-minded passion. I didn't do anything else. I didn't invest in other companies. I really was completely wedded to the Infosys dream.
Yeah.
And then when I worked for about almost 5 years in the government, I was completely focused on making the Aadhaar project successful.
Right.
Then also I didn't do any investments and so on. It's only now when I have tried to follow more of a portfolio approach to my activities.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just give you how I break it up.
Sure.
I still spend the bulk of my time on what I would call as public service activities. You know, mm-hmm. That is, there's no business involvement in that. That is, I spend about 40% of my time on essentially promoting the Aadhaar and India Stack ecosystem.
Sure.
Because I believe that the future is how businesses, governments, innovators use the unique technology we have in India to transform the way they do business, to reach more customers, to reduce costs, to deliver government services better or what. There are lots of transformational possibilities.
Sure.
And what I've realized is that evangelization of that is hugely required, because you can build something, but unless everybody understands the power of what you have done, it doesn't get used. So 40% of my time goes in activities related to that, cashless. You know, for example, when this whole demonetization happened, I played a role in how the digital cashless economy could work and so on. So that's 40%.
Sure.
Then the other big thing which happened was after I came back to Bangalore, I was looking for something to do which was impactful. And my wife helped me to find a challenge, which is the challenge of literacy and numeracy for children.
Mm-hmm.
In India, as you know, is a country where there's been huge progress in getting children to go to school. Enrollments in schools have gone up, but teaching outcomes haven't improved the last 15 years since the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan was launched.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I were in Boston, in Cambridge, one day visiting edX, which is a MOOC set up by Harvard and MIT. And, you know, the people who run edX are friends of mine, Anant Agarwal and Sanjay Sharma.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how online education is going to transform higher education.
Sure.
So then she said that...
And this is different from HBX, is it?
HBX is the Harvard Business School's MOOC.
Got it.
They may be using some of the technology from edX, I don't know.
Got it.
But this is a joint venture for a general classical MOOC for all universities.
Okay.
So then she said, why can't we do the same for kids? You know, if you're going to do this for, you know, learning differential equations or business strategy, why can't we do it for people to learn how to read and write,
sure.
which is India's problem.
Sure.
And I asked her, what's the size of the problem? And she said, 200 million kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that sounds like a good problem to solve, because after the other experience, I was looking for large problems to solve.
Sure.
So that's how we set up this organization called Eggstep,
mm-hmm.
which is co-founded by Rohini, Shankar Marwada, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing, how can we use the latest technology to deliver personalized learning and education to millions of kids on a phone? So we use smartphones, tablets, PCs, TVs. It doesn't matter what the device is.
Mm-hmm.
It's an infrastructure. We're working with partners. Partners create different kinds of content.
Mm-hmm.
And other partners deploy it in the field. And the deployment could happen by governments, by NGOs, by private players. It doesn't matter to us.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea is to reach millions of kids in a very short time. So that's 20% of my time.
Okay.
And then I do spend 20% of my time on my various philanthropic initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved with a co-founded a proposed university for urbanization called Indian Institute of Human Settlements, which mm-hmm. is looking at, because we think urbanization is one of India's huge challenges, and we just don't have the intellectual capacity of people. And also, urbanization is a very multidisciplinary problem.
Sure.
You have to understand many things. So the idea is to create a multidisciplinary urban program. So that's one of the big things I do. And the other big thing is I work with a foundation called E-Governments Foundation, which Srikant Nadamuni and I started some more than 10 years back, which is building a software platform for cities.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to reach 2,000 cities by 2020. And because we think these are, again, scale benefits. If every city is technology on a much more sophisticated platform, then things will improve. So that's 20%.
Okay.
And the final 20% is the only 20% where I actually engage on business. Because I do believe that I should have some foot in the business world, mainly because the kind of skills that you need to be successful in business require different muscles to be used. You know, I want to make sure that they didn't atrophy. So I work with about 10 or 15 startups where I'm an investor and I help them to scale up.
Got it.
So broadly, 40% on evangelization of the India stack, Aadhaar, UPI, and so on. 20% on Ekstep, literacy and numeracy platform. 20% on philanthropy like IIHS and E-Government Foundation.
And Amanti would be in this bucket of 20%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more a philanthropic effort. And 20% is startups, which is actually working with young companies to see how they grow. So that's my time allocation.
And if I may double-click on that and understand the design principle behind how you came up with this pie chart, any criteria? One is clearly scale and impact you spoke about.
Yeah, so scale and impact is very important to me because whether it was Infosys or Aadhaar, it was all about scale and impact. At the same time, I thought the time had come for me to have a broader palette of things to do.
Sure.
Rather than doing one thing.
Got it.
Which meant I didn't want to go back and take a role in government. I didn't want to go back and run a company.
Sure.
And nor did I want to be on the boards of companies because, you know, I didn't think that was the way I could add value. So scale and impact and creating a palette of opportunities, creating this multi sort of, multi-program approach.
Got it.
It was a conscious choice.
Interesting. It was interesting to hear Nandan talk about his single-minded focus in building Infosys for about 30 years, then a focus in building out Aadhaar for about 5 years, and then moving on to a portfolio approach. In my limited observation of some of the other leaders, I've often seen the trend of go narrow first and then subsequently go broad on the specialization-generalization continuum. There's something to be said about building deep capability in one or two domains before one moves to a portfolio approach. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.